have Vets Talk with my co-host, Captain Robert Cornicelli. 21 years of service, 8 in the United States Navy, 13 in the U.S. Army. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget the organization, please. Veterans for a More Responsive Government, which the great captain has presided over and has helped so many. And we say a very good morning to Captain Cornicelli. And by the way, Bill Monsouris as well. Can never forget Monsouris. He likes to go under the radar. Gentlemen, how are you? Hope all is well. Captain, Bill,
Jay,
how you doing?
I have to tell you, even when I'm aggravated, your intro makes me laugh. Always cheers me up.
Oh, hey, that's what I'm here for some laughs. Listen, it's about trying to feel good these days, right? Yeah. Bill, you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing okay. Bill does a wonderful job. The videos and everything else does a phenomenal job for the captain. And also, let's not forget about his wonderful show. Talk about that, my friend, in the ring.
Oh, it's a great show. I mean, we are really just knocking it out of the park, Jay. We're still trying to get, the whole basis of the show is to get sponsors so we can raise money for our vet group. And that's the painstaking part, but the material, it's great. We're getting, I think, 500-600 views just on our Facebook. So hopefully that'll turn into making some money for veterans, but it's a great life. I don't know how you do it 3 hours a day. It takes me three days to do 1 hour.
It's a lot of work.
You're a pro.
It's a lot of work, my man. A lot of work at night, prepping for the next day especially. Give us a little bit of rundown. We'll get to a pretty good guest list today. What have we learned over the last couple of weeks we need to know, sir?
I'm getting as frustrated, Jay, as the homeless veterans and the veterans in need with the lack of attention from our elected officials, other than Lee Zeldin. I mean, Lee Zeldin, just anytime you call his office, they're giving you an update. But like Tom Suozzi, he's so busy online attacking a guy who's out of office. You call his office to ask him for an update on Liver Fluke, Building 11. It's amazing that nothing's getting done. I got a call from a person the other day. Her brother was in Vietnam. He came back banged up, Jay. I mean, in bad shape. Fell to drugs. He ended up doing 45 years in prison. Guy gets out in March. They tell him, they release him. He's got nowhere to go. This guy served his country and got messed up there. Tunnel rats. These guys, they're not all there. He has nowhere to go. You call their office, there's not even a call back anymore. They're so focused on going after a guy who's out of office. They're doing nothing for us. The stimulus bill, there's nothing in there for homeless veterans. Beacon House is suffering. They had a breakout of COVID. The county puts these mandates, and the VA puts these mandates on them that they have to separate people. That's not in their budget. Pay for the hotel. The county DSS should pay for the hotel, the motel, and let them segregate themselves in rooms. They're putting burdens on these guys and girls, these homeless veterans, these veterans in need. And they're not. The 22 a day is going to go up. Everything we're working for is going to go up against what we're working for, I'm saying, because some of our elected officials they're not focused on the right thing. They're focused on revenge. Jay, I don't get it.
I'll tell you, and it didn't help yesterday. I had the county executive on from Nassau, and the errors that are being corrected in the assessments, Captain, I'm sure you heard about this one with the property. I think it was 5,500 properties owned by military veterans.
Yep.
And clergy. And Laura Kern had to file some legislation to fix what could result in $5.5 million plus in liability for the county. A computer problem. Can you imagine this? The properties did not receive all or part of the benefits of an exemption designed to phase in changes in the tax burden over a 5-year period. Boy, I'll tell you, that was rough. I heard of a lot from veterans last night. It was not pretty.
It's sick.
After I had her on. But you know what? Another example of, our veterans out there getting shortchanged in a big way, being overcharged and everything else. And it's a tough deal. But, we got to do a better job in all fronts here.
Jay, there are veterans dying. You know this. I'm not teaching you. There are veterans dying out there from liver flu, from these conditions. And they're, what are they doing? They're talking about letting 10,000 illegal aliens cross our border, and they're going to give them money to treat them. Where are they going to go? They're going to have to house them, clothe them, feed them. But the homeless veteran you're doing nothing for? It's mind-boggling.
We just got to keep at it, man. We got to keep going after the Swazis. You know, you're hoping Andy Garbarino does some good work in the second, taking over for Pete King. You know, Lee Zeldin's going to continue to do the job. Who the hell knows what happens with Kathleen Rice? She hasn't done anything at all.
I got to call Garbarino's office today, Jay. I'm going to need your help on this one, too.
Oh, listen, I've got a direct
line. He's got to help
us. We had him
on
last week.
There's a guy calling in.
We had him on last week.
I'm sorry. There's a guy who's going to call in later on. Here's a guy. He's a Marine. 3 or 4 combat deployments. I mean, his PTSD level is above anyone I've ever seen, and he's one of the most kind-hearted guys in the world. He's got an attorney for an appeal on his rating, and nobody in a year has helped this guy. Nobody. And I got to call his office. He's got to help this guy.
I will have a conversation after the show because we will coordinate. We got to get somebody who's going to do a job down there in Washington. It's not all about impeachment, okay? It's about accomplishment and trying to get things done. Like, I mean, how long have we been talking about liver flu? How long? It's enough already. Get it done. You know? Tired of this. Speaking of liver flu, let's get to Sergeant Gerald Wilkins. Captain, can you introduce him, please?
Sergeant Wiggins, good morning. How are you? Sergeant Wiggins leading the fight down in D.C. against liver flu. And First Sergeant Welsh, they're a team. How are you?
How are you? I've been I'm listening to what's going on. The unfortunate part is true that the politicians, they don't get another vote because they're going to do something for a veteran. But if they say they're going to do something for a person crossing the border illegally, again, like the gentleman just said, they're going to have to pay for his room, board, clothing, everything. And we have veterans that are sleeping in the woods that have nothing coming to them. I've been fighting liver flu for over 6 years. You know this. I spoke to Clarence Johnson a couple weeks ago in Mr. Zeldin's office, who I respect a lot.
Great guy.
And, I wanted to know why that they just pushed through 2 bills. One for defense, they split them up, and the other one for COVID. And why wasn't pork put on that bill for veterans to be tested for liver flu? I'm 73. I'm done. I'm positive for liver flu, and the one I have, they have nothing to give me. So I just have a time bomb waiting to blow up whenever it wants to. But it's for the other people, for the younger guys especially, the guys that fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, that this deadly disease is moving west. And you're right, nothing is being done about it. I called Kathryn Rice's office about 3 weeks ago, and the same thing I explained to her. How do you allow, not the Democrats, I don't care about that anymore, the Democrats, the Republicans lie just as much as the Democrats, unfortunately, and I'm a Republican.
Sometimes worse.
It's crazy. And I call Catherine Rice's office again, and you never get to speak to the person. You speak to the underlings. And it has to be a point where you're allowed to speak to the person that I voted into office.
Well, Sergeant Wiggins, I'm going to tell you this, and Jay's got more power than I have, but I have both their cell phone numbers, both of our congressmen out here in Eastern Suffolk, and I'm going to call them.
I apologize for interrupting. I'm one of 3 that actually got this legislation put in. I've been fighting this for 6 years under 2 different bills that have gone through that just died and lay there. And Catherine Rice's office does nothing. I talked to Lee Zeldin. I talked to Clarence Johnson a couple weeks ago. And he tells me, he said, well, this is Mr. Zeldin's baby. Well, he's not doing anything. And I have a lot of respect for the guy. He's doing nothing. Because it doesn't get you a vote.
I don't know if he's on that committee, that subcommittee that it's sitting in.
But, Cap, we got to get a hold of Zeldin because, you know, he understands this, I think, better than any of the other members of the delegation. Garbarino's yeah. new. I think he'll do okay. We'll get a hold of him today. Forget Rice. Sergio Wiggins, you're right. Kathleen Rice has done nothing. Her claim to fame right now is been trying to oust the president and trying to get impeachment going. That's their claim to fame right now. That's their eye on the prize. You know, the eye on the prize is not about all these bills and helping veterans and people in general. It's piling on to Donald J. Trump, and that's really what it's about right now to many of these guys and gals. Tom Suozzi has been an utter disappointment, I got to tell you.
He was such a stand-up guy. I don't get it.
He's an utter disappointment, okay? Now, I have him on periodically, you know.
Yeah.
He can't get it done because they are backlogged with nonsense right now, okay? You got an impending trial and everything else. That's the focus right now of the former president of the United States. The stuff at the border and everything else, this liver fluke is a disgrace. We've been talking about liver fluke for, I mean, I don't even know how long. I mean, that's how disgraceful it is.
6 years.
Yeah, it's terrible. And Sergio Wiggins is prime example number one of why we need to attack this, okay? Why he, you know, he defended our country getting this disease. And we can't pay him back by putting forth a bill here. I mean, it's just unconscionable at this point in time. Unconscionable.
The part that hurts the most is Germany has a pill. They're charging $5 per pill, and you can check this out. And we can go to Germany and get the amount of pills we need for a certain amount of people that have liver fluke. There are 24 different types of flukes. And the one I have is number one on a hit list, and they can't give me anything. But there are other gentlemen that come up positive that could take these pills, and that would go into remission. Now, we know that. They know it. They've known about this disease since 1915, I believe, in this country. It's been around for centuries. They've known about it. I have the name of the doctor that they sent off our labs to in South Korea. He owns the rights to the bill. He refuses to give up the rights. This country's doing nothing. You can afford to do like you just said, spend so much money on nothing just because it's a political agenda. And we're losing veterans at more now at an alarming rate. And now you're starting to see Iraq and Afghan veterans coming down with liver fluke.
The people on the left don't consider the veteran community their voting base, so it's not something they're going to target. It's something we're just going to have to fight to the death on.
That's correct. That's unfortunate. Yeah. And the problem is you try to get it out to the public and it falls on deaf ears.
Not anymore.
Like you said, I've been in touch with Mr. Zeldin personally. We've written this bill up between me, John Ball, and Hutch Dubai. And we've set the whole thing up in his office between Washington and him and everything. And 6 years ago. 6 years ago. Where is it? It went down the tubes. So they brought in, when Trump came in, they brought in another one. And we went under 2568, HR 2568. That's the bill number sitting in front of Catherine Rice's office in Washington, D.C. for the veterans. And it's been sitting there quite a long time. And you call up and they say, well, there's nothing we can do. I said, well, I don't understand how you can say that. You just put two bills through. And the two bills that you pushed through, the Democrats and the Republicans both, had pork on that bill. Why can't you put pork on a bill? The woman at Catherine Rice's office said to me, oh, gee, I never thought of that.
Of course
you did. Some guy like me can think of that. I voted you in there. What? That's your job. You're the underling. You make the machine move. If you do nothing, nothing gets done. And they don't seem to be in any rush to do anything for veterans. I'd like to know what exactly Catherine Rice, in the last 6 years I've been fighting this bill, has done anything for any veteran.
Nothing. She does nothing. Sergeant, she does nothing. She's like Kirsten, what's her name?
That's why you don't know her name.
I don't even know her name anymore. That's nothing for Long Island. Nothing.
Yes.
And it's about time we raise some hell on this, Captain. I'll tell you one thing. You and I need to have a conversation after this program today. Because we have to formulate a plan. Sergeant Wiggins, you're right. Kathleen Rice is a nothing. And the election time, the electoral period, I say, is so important to get rid of these people who do nothing. Rice has done nothing. She's done nothing for Long Island. We know that.
And but most people who do this, they're Democrats. We don't stand a chance in New York. Nothing will be, because it doesn't pay for them to help the Republic. It's a veteran. That's what they don't understand. This isn't about politics. This is about helping veterans who fought for this country.
They don't see it that way, Sarge. They don't see it that way.
It's terrible. It's a shame. I have people. I had a reporter call me from Portugal that they have liver flu starting to creep into Portugal. It's creeping west, and it's going to get worse. These young guys are going to get hit hard, and there's no reason for it. You're talking about something that costs relatively nickels and dimes compared to what they put on, you know, to watch a shrimp go on a treadmill or something. And these veterans, like you said before, I was listening to you, unfortunate part is with this pandemic, the alcohol rate's gone up, the drug rate's gone up, the homeless rate for veterans has gone up,
and the suicide rate's
gone up. Nothing in the paper, nothing.
I know.
The only person that helped me was Greg Circle. But it falls on deaf ears. You can only do so much.
Well, we're going to be on it.
I apologize for talking so much.
No. Sergeant, I'm hoping the next time we speak to you, we'll have some definitive answers, because something has to happen here. There's no waiting anymore. There's no excuses. Capital riots, impeachment. Enough is enough. It's time for these officials who we elect. And let's not forget, Tom Suozzi had the ride of his life on election night, trailing a guy, an unknown, by the name of George Santos. Okay?
Yes.
It was an eye-opener. It was an awakening. And let's see if the congressman has awakened as far as getting a job done in the form of Liverpool getting this bill through. Sergeant Gerald Wiggins, we can't thank you enough for your service. We will be on top of this, I promise you. You have a platform here anytime as far as your voice is concerned on this. Very important, and we thank you again, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you later, Sergeant.
It'll be passed along. Thank you.
All right. Captain, you must get in touch with the Sarge later. We're going to be on top of this today. After the show, we will talk with three. We'll get in touch with three congressmen right after this show. I promise you. We have another guest on the line, Captain Quinicelli. If you can have the honor, sir.
Well, once again, you could sense the frustration in Sergeant Wiggins' voice. Wait to hear the frustration in this guy's voice. Welcome, Mike. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jay, I talked to him right before the show, and what he's going through is as disgusting as what Sergeant Wiggins is going through.
Yeah. So, again, thank you guys, and I hope you're having a good day. I'm called. I believe this place is a safe place, and safe from my thoughts. But I am so frustrated. I'm a combat Marine. I fought for this country. I never even knew that I had all these crazy symptoms for PTSD and that type of thing. And two PTSD programs, a psychiatric unit, in and out. And it's, I keep getting denied. I finally have a lawyer for my claim and trying to get some help. I have a job. I have a family. But I have good days, not too many of them. A lot of them are bad days. And that when that time comes and I have these flare-ups or these PTSD symptoms go up, or I can't sleep every, too often, now I can't go to work because now I can't, do my job effectively. So every time I call the regional office, every time I speak to somebody, no one has answers. No one knows nothing. they can't even take. I've been on the Board of Appeals for over a year now, and I know people and veterans have longer, but it's not getting better, right? They keep pushing me on all kinds of medication. I'm 40 years old, and now I'm up to damn near like 10, 11 medicines minimally that I got to take. And yet, nothing is getting better. And what the world is crazy. Now my fear is, you know, who's going to fight for us now? You know, the way things are happening in the world and the VA. And I'm just so frustrated and so lost that I'm just lost at this point in time. You know, I just don't know what to do. Things are not getting better. It seems to be getting worse. And I'm just hanging on by a thread with, it seems, no relief in hand, in sight on the things that I've done for this country, and yet no backup, as I feel.
Captain, is these stories a gut-wrenching? And again, falling on deaf ears, you know, this has got to stop, my God. You know, we got to figure this out, and we got to figure it out quick. There's no waiting period anymore. It really isn't.
Jay, may I say something?
You may.
The Democrats are putting up a bill, and they're making the IMF disseminate about $3 trillion to foreign nations. I think there was $20 billion going to Iran, $17 billion to Syria, $70 billion to Russia. And guess this one, Jay. This is a bill. $120 billion to China. These people could sit in there and figure out how to take taxpayer dollars, American dollars, and send it to foreign countries, whether it's for hush money, whether it's for promoting programs in their country. It doesn't matter. This, what would it take to make this guy's percentage 100, which it was, they reduced it to 80 or something along those lines. You're talking pennies. Yet you sit in there and you write down a bill to give China $120 billion, the largest economy in the world. You're giving our money to them. Yet this guy and Sergeant Wiggins can't get what they serve the country, what's coming to them. You know, these Congress people better understand that this year is a year we're all getting together and we're uniting. And if you don't do the right thing this year, you're getting primaried. I don't care what party line you're on. It's got to stop. This guy is a friggin' hero. And other than Zeldin serving, there's not another one of these clowns who served like this guy has, combat service. And you can't find the money in the budget to give them their pills and give them their percentages? I will find a primary for everybody. I'm going to tell you that right now, because now this has just got to stop.
How about the $450 million we need to send to Pakistan? So women can start businesses there. That's really going to solve an issue, right? I tell you, we've lost our minds here. We have lost our minds. Mike, we can't thank you enough for your service. Your voice is heard, and there will be ramifications, I promise you. We're going to do our damnedest to see what the heck is going on here. Don't lose the sight of hope here, okay, my friend? Don't lose sight of hope.
It's rough, but we're hanging on there.
Mike, if Jay says he's going to do something about it, I'm telling you something right now, every elected official should start shaking a little bit in their boots.
Thanks, guys. We need people more like you guys, and just to stand up and, you know, to speak what is right and truth. And it's just, we're struggling. Some of this it's hurting. You know, it's time. But thank you, guys.
All right, my friend. You hang in there. Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. It really is. You know, when you do this is why we do these types of segments, folks. If we don't, voices will not be heard. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And it's important to hear from Mike and Sergeant Wiggins, because it's in dire need of some sort of support here. This is why we elect people to the office. You know, everybody wants to get to the office for their own regard and everything else, and I understand it, but let's not forget the functionality of what their term is all about in office. And if they're lucky enough to be reelected, you know, it's not like the old days. Something has occurred here where it's their right to get reelected without looking at their resume as far as what they have done. You know, it's unbelievable. So we're going to have a conversation, Captain. Now, a couple of things. Give me an update regarding Northport VA. Let's go over that mess now. Any progress on anything? Building 11, where are we at?
So there were three protests against Beacon House for getting that contract, and they've found every protest has been unfounded up until this day, and they each get 100 days after they're unfounded to appeal. They finally went through the last appeal. It was found unfounded. They got 100 days to appeal it, but it's not going to go anywhere. So, you know, I'm saying I'm welcoming back. I'm 90% sure Beacon House taking that shelter back over. And here's another frustrating thing. And what people don't understand about frustration in the military world, in the veteran world, is it leads to suicide. But the frustrating thing is with Beacon House, they should have a 5-year contract. They just keep re-upping his contract just got renewed up until September. Like, what does that do for a homeless veteran who wonders, who's going to take care of me, provide the social work, you know, the supportive permanent housing, a whole list of all the things. When you go to Beacon House, you get a crisis team, Jay, vocational counseling, case management. There's a thrift store there, food pantry. When you go to places like that, you know for the next couple of years, your case is going to be managed and you're going to get better. When you hear, I don't know if I'm going to be here in 6 months, you know what that does to someone's recovery? So there is movement in the VA at Building 11, yet the VA and our elected officials and the federal government continue to make it difficult for places like Beacon House to operate on a consistent basis.
I want to hear from Chuck Schumer on this. I want to hear from Lee Zeldin on this. It's about, forget Kathleen Rice, we'll never hear from her on anything. But quite frankly, how long have we been calling Dr. Sanchez, right? Captain, how long, right? Antonio Sanchez? It's enough. Enough is enough. I want to know some updates. What's happening with the swimming pool? What's happening with the surgical units? What's going on with staffing? Why are people still on hold 90 minutes?
You know, it's funny.
Why can't they get the health care they deserve?
He's riled
up,
Bill.
How long are we talking about Northport VA? How long?
2 years, at least.
Too much. Too much.
Jay,
I am done being nice to Northport VA. Done being nice.
Good. I like it.
Okay? Done being nice. We're going to get answers. We're going to get answers. Talk to me a little bit about the, sorry to blow up like that.
No, but I love it.
Just frustrated, man. Give me an idea regarding the coat and blanket drive, my friend. What's happening with the latest?
We just got a message on Facebook Live from John Sweeney. He says the pool is done at the VA. So that's good news.
Done? How about the surgical units? Where's staffing? Why can't somebody answer a phone within minutes?
You were just talking.
I got a call the other day from a friend of mine. Okay? Friend of mine. 90 minutes. 90 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? On hold. 90 minutes?
Yep.
90 minutes? Are you kidding me? 90 minutes?
You know what
are we doing?
You know what I don't get, Jay? If you call, let's say, Wells Fargo, and there's a long wait, there's an option for them to call you back and you don't lose your place in line. This is the VA. You can't get that service. But you asked me about the clothing drive. We, with Assemblyman Durso and Dan Pearl, the mayor out there in Massapequa Park, we collected 200 bags of clothes. 200. And where can you get them into the VA? No. They furloughed the guys who run the VA. But it's a funny thing because I called Mr. Velez, who manages it, and he pulled some strings over there, and they're letting us in on Friday to bring all these clothes down there, and they're going to see if they can start getting them out to veterans. But 200 bags of clothes are sitting in a warehouse going to nobody.
Thank goodness for that.
For Mr. Velez. He's one of the best there are.
All right, good job, Velez. Mr. Velez, thank goodness there's somebody here with a brain. Heroes for Heroes Day, February the 7th. That's coming up. What's that about, sir?
So every year, you know, Tommy O'Grady helps us out at Tuscany Gourmet Market. We usually get two different types of heroes. There was three different types of wings last year, salads, snacks. So we will be delivering heroes to, as long as things work out with us raising the money, to 258 homeless veterans in 28 shelters the morning of Super Bowl. I refuse to watch it, but they may be watching it in a shelter, so we will provide them the same thing most other people are going to be doing on Super Bowl, which is eating and partying.
Veterans for a More Responsive Government. I can't say enough about the job. I mean, can you imagine if you didn't have the great captain overseeing this incredible organization, helping so many people? And, folks, there are a lot of people who get help, okay? There are a lot of people who are not getting the help that we expect. And I'm talking about in Washington. I'm talking about Northport. These are areas that we should expect the help automatically. We should not have people suffer like Sergeant Wiggins, like Mike, who can't get an answer, like others who call the VA, who need answers, who need help, who shouldn't have to wait on a phone line an hour and a half, okay? 6 years waiting for an answer to a bill that other countries are thriving, like Germany, like Sergeant Wiggins stated. But we can't figure it out here. And there's no time. There's just no time. There is no excuse anymore. There really isn't. And guys like Tom Suozzi have to be put on alert saying, you know, hey, Congressman, come on. What are we doing here? I mean, let's not use the pandemic and the crisis as an excuse. Let's help the people who have helped us where we are today and get some answers. They deserve it. There is no waiting period anymore. Zero. No waiting period anymore.
Nope.
I will use whatever power I got here with this microphone. Okay? We've got to figure this out. We must figure this out. Final thoughts, sir.
Just have a lot of hard work to do, Jay. And we're going to do it. We got Bill, who's, you know, never stops helping. We have a great team. Got about 120 people on our committee, and we're just going to start fighting it. If we have to go in front of their offices, that's what we'll do.
Great job, as always, sir.
Thank you so much.
We will everything here. Captain Robert Cornicelli, Veterans for a More Responsive Government. Underline that. Underline that. And, of course, 8 years, 21 years of service. Let's not forget, please, 8 in the Navy, 13 in the Army. Sir, I look forward to talking with you shortly.
Roger that.